Brilliant in eastern Wisconsin will host the first ever U.S. and North American biathlon Masters Championships this month.
Aaron's Nordic Center will be the site of the competition that combines cross-country skiing with rifle target shooting.
It's a partnership between U.S. Biathlon and Biathlon Canada to bring the continent's top athletes to the small Wisconsin community east of Appleton.
We're learning more about the growth of the sport and why this international competition is coming to Brilliant. Greg Pattison is a U.S. Biathlon Masters athlete and coach from NINA, and Sean Becker is Director of Sport Operations of the Aaron's Nordic Center. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Greg, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Can you paint us a picture, Greg, of the sport of biathlon for people who aren't familiar with the sport?
Well, it's a mix of Nordic skiing, which is highly aerobic, and then you ski around with a 22 rifle, and you come into the range and you try to hit targets. And if you don't hit targets, you have to ski some extra distance. And it makes your race longer and makes you grumpy. And you combine a whole bunch of those skiing and shooting to form a race that's about, I don't know, 45 minutes long.
And Greg, when I've watched this, sometimes you're shooting from a standing position and sometimes from a prone position, right? There could be some variation in how that shot works.
Yeah, the prone is a laying down. And it's very much a precise marksman shooting. We're standing, the barrel wiggles a little bit more, and it's more reflex shooting.
Now, Sean, at Aaron's Nordic Center, you do a lot of different kind of sports and events. Biathlon, how popular is it? Is it growing in interest?
Definitely at our venue, it's growing in interest. Each time that we have a race, usually once a month, at our venue, either throughout the summer or the winter, we notice that our novice division grows each time that we have a competition. And that can grow anywhere from having 4 or 5 to 15 or 20. And we like to see that sort of interest, sparked in the sport, especially here in the Midwest, because there aren't a lot of places to do this around here.
Sean, what goes into making a biathlon course, a space, kind of space demanding, I guess, for this event? What did you have to do to make this happen?
Well, you know, from a venue perspective, during the winter, obviously, with low snow that we've had the last couple of years, we have to build our course every single, start of every single winter. So here we have about a 7.5 meter wide course. That is probably about 3.5 kilometers in length. And we've got average of about 2 to 3.5 feet deep snow throughout that entire course so that we can weather through some of these warm spells that we get. And so in order to do that, we're manufacturing our own snow round the clock for as many days as we can get it in. We spent about a month making snow this year. We need that to guarantee competitions like what we have coming up.
Greg, I want to talk a little more about the challenge of the sport. It's one thing to target shoot standing still at a range. Well, now hold on. You're doing, an intense aerobic exercise, skiing, presumably as fast as you can because you want to win the race. Well, then your heart rate's up. Maybe your hands are shaking. You're breathing harder. How much more challenging is it to hit that target given that you're skiing? You've just been skiing and you're hopping right back up.
Yeah, it's like having buck fever and doing it every lap. I mean, your heart is pounding and you're trying to calm down, but you still have to shoot really fast. And you have to shoot really accurate. So you're balancing brain and brawn. You know, it's kind of like NASCAR and then stopping in to hit some precise golf shots and then going back out on the NASCAR lane again. It's very challenging and it takes a lot of training for the high-end athletes. The more simpler people just come in and do it and see it and experience it and say, oh my, that was hard.
Greg, what got you into the sport in the first place?
Oh, I love adventures. I was a racer. I like brain brawn sports. I love shooting. I love skiing. I brought the two together. I travel and compete nationally, and I really enjoy it. And now we're branching into, I love coaching the next generation and getting them to represent the USA. You know, we're a national training center, and I enjoy giving back and have a passion and ability to do it.
And Sean, how important is that element to you, the idea of training a next generation of people who do it for fun, but maybe that next generation of international competitors?
That is a huge part of what we do here. And Greg is a major part of that. Being that he's the biathlon guru, has pretty much taught me everything that I know about biathlon up to this point. Being able to bring athletes from other areas around the Midwest for high performance camps where we can spend time getting them prepped and ready for that that next step is really a satisfying thing to see when these athletes move to that next level. Just the other day, Greg forwarded me a picture of one of the athletes that we've had here training the last couple of years that has made it to the IBU Cup level in Europe, and he finally got to put on the U.S. ski team, U.S. biathlon team suit for the very first time. Mm. And to me, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's you know, where you're cashing the checks. These kids are going to move on and be the next crop of biathletes representing the U.S. And just to say that we had a small part to do with them to support them in their endeavors is really what we're built for, what we're designed for here.
We're talking about a biathlon in Wisconsin in the upcoming U.S. Biathlon Masters Nationals and North American Masters Championships at Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant. We've got Nordic Center Director of Sport Operations Sean Becker, Biathlon Masters athlete and coach Greg Pattison. Sean, let's stay with you. This Masters Championship coming up at Aaron's Nordic Center. Tell us about the event and the significance of it coming here to Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is a fantastic opportunity for us here at Aaron's. You know, the U.S. Biathlon came to us and said, you know, we're looking to hold a Masters National, a NORAMS event, so North American Championships. And then the Canadian team, that's athletes that are coming here as well, are also having their championships here. So we've got three huge races all happening basically in one biathlon festival weekend. To be able to host not only the master level athletes, 30 and up, essentially, from the U.S., get to come and see what we're all about, but also to be able to have our first real international competition happen here, I think is really going to help put us on the map for these type of events going forward.
And Greg, as an athlete and a coach yourself, what does it mean for you? How big a deal is it for Brilliant to become really the center of this sport in North America for that weekend?
Well, it is really good. I mean, we have the Western athletes from the mountains coming to the Midwest, and we have the Eastern with the wetter snow coming over, and we'll all be skiing here from the north of the border as well. You know, there's 100 athletes probably that will be showing up here to this race, and it'll be one big festival, and we're going to enjoy our niche sport together in racing and competing.
What is, Greg, the level of competition like at an event? Well, this is the first event, but what kind of competition do you expect here, given that we're bringing athletes from all over the country and Canada?
Well, it's going to be a mix. I mean, I'd say there's a top few percent that are really going for it. They're going to be the champions, and they've been training hard, and this is a fruition of their efforts. But the majority will not be like that. They will be, I want to come, I want to have fun. I want to ski, I want to shoot with my rifle on a wonderful world-class situation. And they come just because they're green side up, and they enjoy this sport, and they're going to have a good time. And it's a mix.
Now, Sean, did I see this right? There are age categories, and there is a 70-plus age category?
That's correct. I think we already have two people signed up in that 70-plus age category. You know, I always say that I want to still be cross-country skiing when I'm 80-plus. I still want to be doing Birkebeiners as long as I possibly can. And there are still athletes out there that will come. It might take them a long time to get around our course. They're going to probably shoot pretty darn accurately, but it's going to really be cool to see those athletes come that are in that 70-plus age division.
And Greg, if someone's listening thinking, this sounds cool, this looks cool, I've never done it before, some advice for someone who wants to give it a try, even if they don't know if they're willing to commit to it hard at the beginning?
Well, there are a few clubs across Wisconsin, and they all have a way where you can go and try. We have one almost every Wednesday, every other, where you can sign up on the Aaron's Nordic Center website, and you can take a shot at biathlon. $20, 20 bullets, you're going to spend all that money and have lots of laughs. And it's a way to try it. We have lots of people who come just to have fun. They don't have any intent of doing the athletic part of it. They just want to do the shooting part and try out the $5,000 really cool rifles.
And we'll leave it there. Greg, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
And Sean, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. This was great.
Sean Becker is the Director of Sport Operations of the Aarons Nordic Center in Brilliant, and Greg Pattison is a U.S. Biathlon Masters athlete and coach from NINA. They're with us for a preview of the first ever U.S. Biathlon Masters Nationals and North American Masters Championships happening at Aarons Nordic Center on February 14th and 15th.